95. Today's country hits and your all-time favorites. WAAG Galesburg.
The country station, FM 95.
We just heard some Big and Rich on FM 95 mornings, and I don't think he's in California this morning. I think, is it Tennessee? Is that where you're at? John Rich?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee, home of country music, brother.
Wait, we gotta give the proper opening here. Hold on, John. Hold on.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone. To share our love of music. I present to you country music without prejudice.
That's proper. John Rich on the phone with us this morning.
Oh, I never get old, man. I love it. He does that every night on our show, man. It's awesome.
Is that how you kick it off?
Oh, well, at the end of the show, that's our encore song until Big Kenny just goes into Universal Minister of Love mode. And it's our show is insane, dude. It's insane.
That's great. Well, we got more. We got some buzz about Big and Rich music coming up. But talking about another buzz that's going around, the Redneck Riviera whiskey is everywhere now. That's John Rich is on the phone with us from Big and Rich. He's calling us from Tennessee, Dixon, Tennessee, boy, half of Big and Rich. And John, I know there's so many folks out there with their hands in. They've got a liquor out, or they've got a wine. Did you see it as risky going out and putting your name on a bottle of a whiskey? What was the thought process?
Well, it's a challenge, man. Like you said, there's a lot of different brands out there, but I've always been a Crown Royal drinker, and you know, save a horse, ride a cowboy says, buy the bottle, double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down.
Yeah.
Well, that's always been what we drank, and that's Canadian blended whiskey. And one day I wondered if we had a thing called American blended whiskey, and I went out looking for it. And nobody had anything called that. So I said, I wonder if I could create something brand new that's all American that might be the smoothest thing on the shelf. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. I worked on it.
Yeah.
I worked on it for a year, bro, and finally got it to where, in my opinion, it's the smoothest thing you've ever drank. And I call it the American version of Crown Royal. That's what it is. And it's now all over the state of Illinois.
Yeah, it's in Galesburg. We see it at a Hy-Vee. We see it at a Cactus. You can pick it up from the label down. The Redneck Riviera whiskey is out, and it says a small batch whiskey with vanilla honey smoothness and a subtle oak finish. John Rich is on there. Work hard, play hard. I got to get this part though. Granny Rich approved. Granny's in your video where you're talking about it. Is that really your grandma?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, if you go to redneckriviera.com, you'll see a commercial. It says Granny Rich approved. So Granny is 86. She still works a 40-hour week, runs her own business, an alteration shop, and she's been sipping whiskey since before World War II.
So you
and
thought
so
the,
when I came out with a new whiskey, I told him, I said, we're not putting this out until Granny Rich has had it,
yeah.
And I
got
to get the thumbs up. So I took it out to her shop. She literally did a shot right off her sewing machine, looked at me, and had a lit Marlboro Red between her fingers, and blew smoke in my face and says, that might be the smoothest whiskey I've ever had. I said, can I tell America it's Granny Rich approved? And she says, it's Granny Rich approved. So we put it out.
That's great. Not just saying that because you're my grandson. It's that good. That's pretty
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, she now pours shots for her preferred customers. Oh, yeah.
John, yeah. How? I mean, it looks simple to everybody probably, but the label is pretty cool. How much thought and time, is that harder than people think? You put that label together too, the label looks awesome.
Well, it is, and see, I don't endorse Redneck Riviera Whiskey, I actually own it. So I'm the owner of the brand, which is a little different, you know, it's not an endorsement deal, I own the brand. So if my name's going on it, I wanted to make sure it was the most premium stuff, like something I would drink over anything else personally. Which is exactly what it is. And 10% of every bottle that we sell goes to a group called the Folds of Honor. And what they do is they put kids through college who lost a mom or a dad fighting in combat for our country. We have now sold enough whiskey around the United States that I'm writing them a check this week that's going to cover over 30 college scholarships through Redneck Riviera.
That's amazing. Now, does that 10% in perpetuity, is that forever, the Redneck Riviera sales?
It's in perpetuity,
yeah,
throughout the United States. Yeah.
That's amazing.
We're now in 41 states. And, you know, people say, well, how do we find the store? Or how do we know where to find Redneck Riviera? It's really easy, as you know. You just did it. You go to redneckriviera.com. on the very front page. It says store locator. You just click on that and put in your zip code, and up comes Hy-Vee, Cactus Country, Monfall Liquors, The Bottlery. I mean, it's all, you guys are surrounded with it right now.
Yeah. John Rich is on the phone with us, half of Big and Rich. And, John, tell us why. I think it's kind of obvious, but maybe some people don't know. Maybe there's a history there. Why you wave the flag and you take your hat off and you put your hand on your heart for our American greatest heroes. Why are veterans and their causes so important to John Rich?
Well, without our vets and without our active duty, the American dream would have died a long time ago. You know, guys like me wouldn't be able to be entrepreneurs and make music. Guys like you would not be on the radio. Anything that is a person's American dream that they're allowed to go for it, you know, it doesn't guarantee us the right to be happy, the Constitution. It guarantees us the right to pursue it. And that's what I'm doing, and that's what you're doing. And I know everybody listening, that's what they're doing too. That's why we owe our vets and our active duty a debt of gratitude. That's why Redneck Riviera gives back on every single bottle.
That's awesome. Redneck Riviera is available in the area. What are your friends thinking of it, like Kenny and some of your celebrity friends that may already tell me what they think?
I can tell you there's a bottle of Crown Royal sitting on our bus that has been sitting there now for about 6 months.
Riviera's taken over.
Redneck has taken over. It's under $25 on top of that. So it's really affordable, all American. Even the glass it's bottled in is made in the United States. And like I said, this is my stuff. I own it. We give back to the vets. It's in the stores all around you guys right now. It's exciting to know I'm finally in Illinois.
John Rich, who I didn't know, is it pathetic that I didn't know you played bass for Lone Star?
It's been a while. So, I did play bass for 8 years for that band. Absolutely.
That's great. And did some lead vocals, too.
I did. Yeah, I wrote my first number one song in that band. Come Crying to Me was my first number one song.
Did you ever, real quick, did you ever get to see, have you seen Lone Star as a member of Big and Rich? Have they been out with you guys or have you?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Last year they invited me to a big charity thing they were doing, and I was a special guest, and nobody knew I was coming. And I walked out on stage, and they handed me a bass guitar, and I played Tequila Talking,
that
No
is
News, Come Crying to Me. The place went berserk. They were like, what is going on? So it was like a reunion. Those guys are great, man. They're still out touring, too.
John Rich is with us, and John's got to sell more whiskey and talk about more whiskey. But the Redneck Riviera whiskey is around, and it's in Illinois now, and it's so awesome. 10% of sales go to Folds of Honor, and that helps kids get through school who've lost parents who were in the military and might not have that opportunity. John, you're doing your part in helping out. It's amazing. Thanks. This is going to be huge. The bottle looks great all the way down. Your name is on it. And you wouldn't have put your name on it unless it was good, because this is going to be on a lot of shelves and a lot of basements and a lot of bars forever.
That's right. And it is in a lot of places right now. So just thanks to everybody. When you're out shopping around, look for Redneck Riviera Whiskey, grab you a bottle, and hit me on Twitter at John Rich. Let me know how you like it. I love to hear from people when they first try it.
John, give us a quick little tease in the next 30 seconds on some new Big and Rich music coming up.
There's a brand new Big and Rich song going to hit country radio in about 3 weeks called Brand New Buzz. I think you guys are going to like it, man. And a big tour coming in 2019. Big and Rich is alive and well and bringing the fun, brother. It's coming again.
In real country, there'll be the celebrity guest coming up premiering on November 13th. Big and Rich will be there. John, congrats on your whiskey. More importantly, thanks for what you do for our American greatest American heroes. Just in time, this is perfect for Veterans Day right around the corner.
You bet. Well, hey, to all of our vets and active duty listening, God bless you, men and women. Thank you for what you do for our country. We don't take it for granted. Thank you.
John, have a great day.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you.
Yeah, good luck. Redneck Riviera Whiskey is available everywhere right now, and a song that was everywhere in 2007 from Big and Rich. We'll play Lost in This Moment coming up next on FM 95 Mornings, 8:15. Thanks to our guest, John Rich, this morning.